Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, and completely deserved. Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much. For hanging out with me, always a pleasure, especially if we get a chance to bring our good friend Dr. William Dunkelberg. Bill Dunkelberg is chief economist for the NFIB. He's the guy who's been, he's a purveyor of the now in his fifth decade NFIB index for small business optimism. We're still looking for that last word, though, right, Bill? Welcome back
exactly,
to the show.
Exactly. You know, we're looking for at least a little more, you know. It's
What was it? Who was it? Archimedes? Which one was it that he searched the world looking for an honest man?
Somebody
like that, right? Well, we're searching the world looking for an optimistic small business, aren't we?
Right. They're hard to find. They're hard to find.
It's tough these days, isn't it? But wait, Bill. I think maybe you and I have it wrong because I heard President Obama 2 weeks ago say by almost every measure, the economic indicators are better today than when he went into office. I mean, he took a victory lap par excellence in Elkhart, Indiana, a couple of weeks ago. I mean, what's wrong with us?
Yeah, well,
why aren't we seeing what he's seeing?
Right. Well, you know, he sees that in fact things are better than they were in 2008 and 2009 when the GDP was down dramatically, and the unemployment rate was 10%. And,
right.
You know, things are better, but the question is, you know, are they as much better as they could be had we had a decent set of economic policies? And, of course, as you know, I went back and looked at the 1983 recovery, which was the last one from a period that we had 10% unemployment.
Right.
And it's not even close. I mean, he's, you know, his job creation record is not even half as good as that 1983 to 1990 expansion, and of course the economy was smaller, so he should stop boasting and get to work.
Well, and you noticed that he gave his speech 2 days before the Labor Department's jobs report.
Right.
That was perfectly timed because that he actually had a tough week there, where he gave a speech on Wednesday, and his Labor Department basically refuted his speech 2 days later with 38,000 jobs. What did you think about
numbers.
That? What did you think about the jobs report?
Well, you know, I think that it's probably not accurate. But
what do you mean?
Look at the private, sort of like ADP or our stuff, NFIB, you know, there wasn't a dearth of job creation like that. I mean, it's been slow, but not like that. So, you know, by the time they
You think 38,000 was too high?
That, pardon?
You think the 38,000 was too high or too low?
It was too low.
So you think there were more jobs created than there were?
Right. But I don't think it was a great month.
Yeah.
But it was not a 38,000 month. I mean.
Well, why did the Department of Labor report that then?
Well, because given their methodology and the way they collect the data and the way they seasonally adjust it and the way they adjust for the strike and the way they adjust for this and the way they adjust
the
for
Verizon
that.
The Verizon strike, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think the jobs number was actually?
Well, I think it was probably around 100,000 or
really?
A little better. Yeah, probably around that. That's what we estimate that it takes. So about 100,000 in this economy with this demographic that we have takes about 100,000 a month to keep the unemployment rate steady. And of course, the unemployment rate actually fell. But
so you're saying you're basing your opinion on the fact that you think there are more jobs created based on the fact that unemployment actually got better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't,
even though we know
you don't think it's possible. You don't think it's possible that maybe there was just a faulty polling for that household. Maybe that was just a bad household number.
Well, there's a.
I don't trust that. I don't trust you three. I mean, I think I trust the Labor Department more than I trust you three, Bill. Don't you?
Well, you get, we get two numbers from the Labor Department. One is the number of jobs reported directly by companies. So, you know, they're all, and claims for unemployment and so on. And then we get the survey, the household number, and of course the household number showed that there was a big decline. About 700,000 people left the labor force, which means that they're not counted as unemployed anymore. So,
but you know, Bill, when I polled my audience about jobs, only 19% said they're hiring.
Compared to what do you usually get?
I mean, that's a little higher than that.
Ours was down a little bit for the month.
We're going to talk about that in just a minute.
But not that big, though.
Hold on to that thought. We're gonna get more into this report with our good friend Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. NFIB.com is where you find it. There also smallbiz.org. That's his website, and of course you can find it on my website as well. Ponytail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.